I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, we've followed on this segment for a long time the competition between Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, and Jerry Falwell's son, Jerry Falwell Jr., to see who was the most horrible at any moment in time. And they've sort of switched back and forth. But we now have a big winner. Racing out far ahead is Jerry Falwell Jr. And frankly, I think it's going to be pretty tough for Franklin Graham to catch up. Now, we reported about the weird story with Jerry Falwell and his pool boy, and we still don't really know more about that. There was weird stuff about pictures and Michael Cohen helping to cover them up, and that leading to maybe his support of Donald Trump, and then Jerry Falwell Jr. giving that pool boy a whole bunch of money to start a hotel or a hostel, and a very gay-friendly hostel, oddly enough. And then there was the story of Jerry Falwell Jr., this more recent story, where he steered a big Liberty University land deal to benefit his young, handsome personal trainer. Now, this stuff is weird. When's the last time you decided, gee, I need to do multi-million-dollar business deals with a pool boy and a personal trainer, and use my church to help finance it all? The only thing these two have in common, apparently, is that they're young and handsome men. Now, I know a lot of people, men, who enjoy watching their wives have sex with young, virile men, but I'm not saying that's what Jerry Falwell Jr. was doing. That, I think, would be inappropriate to make that kind of claim, because I don't know, any more than I don't know that they were having threesomes together, or that it was his wife who was taking the pictures of Jerry Falwell and the pool boy. No evidence for any of that. The only thing we do know is that there are racy pictures of Jerry Falwell Jr.'s wife being taken. And we know pictures exist of her in various stages of undress because the Miami Herald has seen them and reported on them. And Becky Falwell is a very attractive 53-year-old woman. She looks very good for her age, I think. Making pictures of her are just fine. Probably shouldn't be passing them around, though. But we know that Jerry Falwell Jr. has, including a picture of her in a rather saucy French maid outfit. And it's great that they apparently have a very vigorous and active sex life. That is wonderful. But when you are the leader of a nonprofit religious university, you shouldn't be talking about it with your fellow church people, religious people. You really shouldn't be telling them that you have great sex with your wife, but sometimes it's hard because your dick is just too big for her. I mean, I wonder if the pool boy has a much smaller dick. Anyway, all this stuff is starting to come out about Jerry Falwell, including his relentless corruption, because people at Liberty University have pretty much had it with him. Some 24 people at Liberty University have come out against him. In an article in Politico, written by Brandon Ambrosino, who graduated from Liberty University, it's a pretty devastating article. There's some of the pull quotes at the top. It's a dictatorship. Fear is probably his most powerful weapon. But the title of the piece kind of points to what it is. Someone's got to tell the freaking truth. Jerry Falwell's aides break their silence. They talk about how people there feel that it is their duty to protect Jerry Falwell Jr. But that doesn't mean that they like the things that he has done. And the deal with the pool boy and the deal with the personal trainer, apparently that's not unusual. It doesn't stand out as much when you understand that he uses Liberty University to benefit himself and his friends on a pretty much regular basis. Falwell and his wife, Becky, run Liberty University with an iron fist. And according to the article, he's presided over a culture of self-dealing, directing university resources into projects and real estate deals in which his friends and families have stood to make personal financial gains. Among the previously unreported revelations are Falwell's decision to hire his son Trey's company to manage a shopping center owned by the university, Falwell's advocacy for loans given by the university to his friends, and Falwell's awarding university contracts to businesses owned by his friends. As one senior university official has quoted, "We're not a school, we're a real estate hedge fund." Now, I've said over and over again that intrinsically megachurches are corrupt, at least Christian ones, because the very idea of Christianity is that you don't enrich yourself. as a faith leader. But mega churches tend to skip that whole part of the Bible where Jesus got so upset by the moneylenders in the temple. But they're the same guys doing the same kind of corrupt stuff that got Jesus so upset. They're getting themselves and their friends rich off of other people's faith. There's all sorts of great revelations in the Politico article, such as the fact that John Gauger, who is a Liberty University employee who runs a private consulting firm, was hired to manipulate online polls in Trump's favor. And Trey Falwell, who's vice president at Liberty, was apparently involved, and they picked up a whole bunch of cash for that. And there's more in the article about Crosswhite and the really, that's the personal trainer, and the bizarre deal they made with him. It was a hell of a deal. And what's up with Trey Falwell owning a gay-friendly hostel in Florida? I thought they hated gays. Falwell's quite the homophobe, so I don't understand what's going on there. And his wife, Becky, although attractive, apparently is kind of a monster. If you looked at her sideways, you were in trouble. If you didn't greet her in the appropriate way, you got in trouble. When someone who worked there complained about the parking, which apparently is pretty horrible, Becky was right on it. She sent out an email and said, "Someone needs to talk to this girl. I don't think that we allow employees to post negative remarks about Liberty." And that was the end of her working at Liberty. Now, it's not that Jerry Falwell Jr. hasn't done a good job running Liberty University, if you assume that by a good job you mean making it unbelievably rich, worth more than $3 billion in tax-free dollars. But I'm not sure that that's the whole way you measure the success of a university or a religious organization. The article goes on and on about a lot of corrupt activity by Falwell. But then we get to this other story, and that's the story of the photographs of Jerry Falwell in a nightclub. Now, here's the joke. Why are Baptists so against sex? Answer, because they're afraid it might lead to dancing. And it's true that Liberty University prohibits dancing, prohibits sex outside of marriage, and prohibits drinking. So people found it somewhat hypocritical when pictures popped up of Jerry Falwell Jr. at a Miami nightclub where there was supposedly a lot of dancing and a lot of drinking. Now, prohibiting dancing seems to be one of the least biblical things there is. And they're photographs. You can't see if Jerry Falwell's hips are a-swaying. But apparently they bothered him enough that he denied absolutely that they even existed. And then when it was made clear that they would be released, he said, well, they had to be photoshopped. Well, the photographer in question had a bunch more photos, testified absolutely they were not photoshopped. Clearly, Jerry Falwell is lying, something he has a long history of. According to multiple sources, Falwell went to his IT guy, the same one who helped rig Donald Trump's polling, and asked him to downgrade the photo's prominence on Google searches. Gee, if he can do that, he must be really good. Gauger's another young, handsome man who has risen remarkably quickly up the ranks at Liberty University. He was a nobody, and now he basically runs their IT. I'm guessing maybe his penis wasn't too big? I've studied human sexuality for the last 20 years. The only thing that really makes sense is there's a lot more to the story about Jerry Falwell's sexuality than we're getting out of the story, and I'm not accusing him of being bisexual. I don't even think that's particularly likely. I think the most likely scenario is that he likes to watch, as do quite a few men. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually the least of his problems. And yes, based upon what I've seen and read, he's probably incredibly corrupt, and Liberty University should lose its nonprofit status, should be investigated anyway. But what really is loathsome about him is his politics. He claims that we're a Christian nation, but then he says something like this, which is what he said in a Washington Post interview at the New Year. He said, "I almost laugh out loud when I hear Democrats saying things like, 'Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me,' and to try to use that as the reason we should open up our borders." Yeah, I guess we should also ignore the parts about, you know, helping the stranger and the foreigner. And then he said, "It's such a distortion of the teachings of Jesus to say that what he taught us to do personally, to love our neighbors as ourselves, help the poor, can somehow be imputed on a nation." So in one breath he claims we're a Christian nation, and then the next breath he says that we as a nation shouldn't do anything Christian. You see, and I'm running out of time here. There's so many worse things to say about Jerry Falwell Jr. He's awful. He's said terrible, terrible things. The one thing I know, he's no Christian.